Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince us that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, of course, for the next hour, we'd hope they were going to be the views of Byron Richards, who is a health nutritionist and does some great work. We've had him on our programs many times before, but we were going to be talking about something called the Mother's Act. Now, who could be against the Mother's Act? It was actually passed the House of Representatives and certainly is in the Senate, and they're trying to sneak it through the Senate without debate. And, of course, whenever they're trying to sneak something through one of the houses, why, without debate or without any public notice, you know that they're up to no good. So what's the legislation all about? Well, it's about the fact that some women get postpartum depression. So what we ought to do is put most women who are pregnant onto psychotropic drugs, the SSRI, the serum serotonin reabsorption inhibitors, SSRI drugs, and like Prozac and Luvox and some of the other drugs, to really help the mother, you know, so she's not going to become psychotic and end up killing her children, as we saw with this one woman a few years ago. Remember where she drowned all five of her children? The only trouble is that she was on this psychiatric drugs when she did that, and that's probably the reason why the tragedy occurred. People do not understand that, first of all, these drugs, as far as improvement, they do very little. In fact, there's been some studies done recently that have been released that shows, you know, if you have somebody who's depressed and you give them a placebo, a sugar pill, why, a certain number of them will get some relief. And if they give them the Prozac, maybe about 1% more get relief. But it's very, very little benefit from Prozac and these other drugs, whereas many times when people are on these drugs, they get homicidal and suicidal tendencies and beliefs, and a lot of people who've been on them are just frantic, you know, at the time, and sometimes they commit horrible atrocities. In fact, you remember, of course, the shooting there in Colorado, I think it was Littleton, and, of course, one of the boys, probably both of the boys were on the psychotropic drugs. One of them certainly was on Luvox, and you remember, of course, at Virginia Tech, the fellow got up in the morning and took his pills before he went out and slaughtered 30 of his fellow students. And you must understand that these drugs actually alter the metabolism of the mind. They might not do any good, but they do an awful lot of harm. And the fact that they're talking about giving this to pregnant women now, basically what the bill is to order healthcare personnel to counsel women and encourage women that if they really care about their children, they should start on these psychotropic drugs. And the beauty of it, it's not going to cost anything. The government's going to pay the drug manufacturing companies to make this available. And so we're talking about literally millions of women going on to psychotropic drugs who don't need them, paid for by you. But of course, it's the danger, not only to the mother, but possibly to the child, and that's the thing we really have to be concerned about. So you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is a bill that's being put through by the drug companies. They're in real trouble. They're not making as much money as they'd like to. And of course, if you look at all the stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, the drug companies are making more than anybody else as a whole, but they want to make more. And of course, this would mean that the drug companies would be paid by the government for every woman they can talk into doing this. But what about the harm to the child? Well, we'll hope we get Byron here, because he's much more expert on that than I am. But at least he claims that giving this to the pregnant mother, and of course the child will get this from through the placenta and the mother's milk, will disrupt the function of the brain. We'll be right back in just a moment.
More More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you could drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I guess we're not going to have Byron with us this afternoon, so we'll go ahead and open up our lines if you'd like to give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, as far as the Mothers Act is concerned, they try to get this thing through. It'll be a boom for the drug companies. They'll make oodles of money. But it will definitely damage the mothers who don't need to be on these products. And, of course, what about the long-term effect on the children? Well, there is no long-term studies, but the studies that are available suggest that the children's minds are altered and may very well be altered for life. What a terrible thing to do. And they want to give it to about 80% of the pregnant women. This is the incredible thing. They feel that about 80% of the women, you know, potentially, you know, might go into postpartum depression. So we want to start early giving these mind-altering drugs. Again, the number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-800-259-5791. Well, since we really don't have a topic for this afternoon, we could certainly talk about what's going on over in the Near East, what's going on in the Middle East. And, of course, here again we see this example over and over again of how we're creating the best enemies that money could buy. Certainly as far as the Near East is concerned, we're funding the Palestinian terrorists, the Fatah group. We're giving them, I don't know, $50, $150 million. And why would we be giving money to the Palestinian terrorists? Well, very simply, if we didn't give them the money, there would be no organized opposition to Israel. And then, of course, we give money to Israel. We give money to Egypt, who's planning on going to war with Israel. We are selling sophisticated military-guided weapons to both Egypt and to Syria. And, of course, when the war comes, those weapons will be used against Israel and against American installations. Don't think for one minute, of course, we're not, once again, creating the best enemies money could buy. This is what we're doing over, of course, in, you know, in the Middle East. And, of course, one of the things, I don't know how many of you know the story of Sybil Edmonds, but Sybil Edmonds worked for the FBI. She was hired immediately after the September 11th attack back in 2001. And her job was to go through the all the backed up messages that the FBI had on file there that, you know, they're tapping all the telephones, but these were ones that they thought maybe had something to do with what was going on. And what she discovered in the process, not only the fact that the FBI knew that the attack was coming, but what was really much more significant, she discovered that there was a spy ring operating at the highest levels of our government that involved both Pakistan and Israel and was actually stealing our nuclear secrets and transmitting them to Pakistan so Pakistan could build their nuclear weapons. Not only that, but we were sending nuclear supplies to Pakistan. And then, of course, Pakistan, once they had their own weapons built, why then they could transfer it to Iran and to Libya and to North Korea. And why would we be doing that? Well, very simply, we're creating the best enemies money could buy. But when Sybil Edmonds wanted to bring this information out, why the Justice Department put a gag order on her saying this was a danger to national security. Now, why was it a danger to national security to expose a spy ring that was working at the highest levels of our State Department and involved some of the key people in the State Department? Well, very simply, everybody knows that America is very concerned about rogue states getting access to nuclear weapons. We're trying to stop their spread. At least that's what we tell the gullible American people. But if the gullible American people were ever to learn that the policy of our government at the highest levels, and believe me, this involves the Council on Foreign Relations, was to allow Pakistan to get the information on how to build a nuclear bomb and then to get the materials to build it with, why don't you think that there might be an outcry in this country? But of course, we have to pretend that it didn't occur. And of course, eventually, Sybil Edmonds had to go to London. Actually, it was the London Times that ran her her story, and it was totally blocked out by the press here in the United States. And this was only about, what, 6 weeks or so ago. In fact, that's the subject of my January newsletter, and certainly you'll want to be getting that. You probably already have it. It should be posted up on our website of radioliberty.com. But the Sybil risked going to prison trying to warn the American people that, of course, we were responsible for the Pakistani government getting the bomb and, of course, spreading the information out to the Islamic countries. Now, think of the implications of that. Why would you do that? Well, very simply, because the people who are really running things behind the scenes want a nuclear war. And why do you think we're transferring sophisticated technology to Communist China? Why do you think we gave Communist China the technology by which they could MIRV their missiles so they could be more effective in striking our cities? We are creating the best enemy money could buy, and this is a recurrent theme down through the decades, really all during the 20th century. And just as we created and financed communism in Russia, and it was money largely that came from the United States that funded the first revolution in March and then the second revolution under Lenin. And then, of course, it was, since socialism and communism really don't work, it was grants from American corporations, and we're talking about Avo Harriman, we're talking about Exxon, we're talking about American banks, we're talking about the U.S. Federal Reserve System, and certainly we're talking about Ford Motor Company, and Henry Ford. All of these people were actually helping to stabilize Russia and giving them source of outside income so they could trade with the world. And of course, they weren't supposed to be doing that. There was supposed to be an embargo because these were wicked communists who were threatening the West. But You see, that's all for the consumption of the public. The truth of the matter is, the United States and the establishment that controls it, really. I mean, remember, our government is simply a fiction. There's a ruling elite, and they work through the structure of our government, but it's not our government, it's their government. And they created the best enemy money could buy, and then they called attention to the danger of communism. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it, because there's a lot of original material there that you won't find elsewhere. We carry the other books written by Professor Sutton, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Of course, we have my interview with Professor Sutton. It's on DVD now, called The Best Enemies That Money Could Buy. And we carry Dr. Sutton's book, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy. And although we don't care it, there's another excellent book on this subject put up, certainly by Hoop, by the Stanford University Press. It is The Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development. It was written by Professor Sutton. It's three volumes. And it simply tracks about how American corporations have financed communism since its inception. Certainly, Congressman Larry McDonald talked about this, and certainly he was trying to bring this out. And I really believe that is why KAL, Korean Airline 007, was shot down in 1983. He had to be silenced. They cannot let the American people know that we are funding communism any more than they can let the American people today know that there is a spy ring that was operating at the highest levels of our government with the full support of the Council on Foreign Relations and the elitists that was supplying the nuclear material and nuclear technology to Pakistan so that they could build their bombs so that we would have nuclear exchange in the next coming and very, very terrible war. Why would anybody want to do that? Because they're inherently evil. There really are evil people out there who would like to kill off a large part of the world's population, plunge things into chaos, and out of that chaos, will come, of the one world government. They created the First World War so they could bring about the world government and get everybody into the League of Nations, and when that failed, they had to get a Second World War, which they did. And if you haven't read my material on how we built up Adolf Hitler, not only before the Second World War, but even during the Second World War, and certainly it was Exxon tankers that were fueling the German submarines in the mid-Atlantic. Those same German submarines were torpedoing our supply ships and torpedoing our troop ships and killing our boys in massive numbers. But we could never let the American people know that not only before, but during the Second World War, it was American corporations that were building the war materials that was keeping the German war machine going. And if you haven't read the book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, we have that. That's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. We also have another excellent book. We don't carry it, but you can get it on the Internet. It's Charles Hingham's book, Trading with the Enemy. Trading with the Enemy. And, of course, people find this so difficult to believe, but they shouldn't. This is the way the game is played. And that's why today, why we're doing everything we can to build up the economy of communist China. Why are we going to participate in the Olympic Games in communist China? Why, when we were out to destroy the government of South Africa, we wouldn't even let their athletes attend the Olympic Games, much less, but we're going there, and of course we're going to recognize communist China, one of the most brutal regimes that the world has ever seen. Now, everybody's, of course, heard of the 6 million Jews who died in the Holocaust. Very few people have heard of the 12 million others who died under Adolf Hitler's rule, but that's a total of about, at the most, 18 million people. The Chinese communists killed far more than that intentionally between 1958 and 1962 in something known as the Great Hunger. The Great Hunger, you've never heard of this. They will not allow this to be mentioned in the media here in the United States, but you can go into the Internet and Google it in, and you'll find that it really occurred. The real number of people actually killed was between 41 and 44 million. That comes from a book written by Stephen Mosher called A Mother's Ordeal. We'll be glad to send the pages out of it. How could you cover up the murder of between 30 and 40 million people here in America? Why we have freedom of the press? That means if you own the press, they have the freedom to suppress it. Our number, 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are the ancient prophecies being fulfilled? Are we living in the end times? Why do the Muslim nations want to destroy Israel, and why is the United States selling sophisticated military weapons to Saudi Arabia and the other Muslim countries? Why is the incidence of UFO sightings increasing, and why is that important? Well, you'll find the answer to those and many other questions in Lynn Marzulli's exciting book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, because the book discusses the ancient prophecies and the supernatural force that's directing the course of world events today. You can purchase Lynn's book at www.spiraloflife.com. That's spiraloflife.com. And if you read Lynn's book, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And since we have no subject at all, we'd love to hear from you. But we were just talking about how, I mean, this constant pattern of creating the best enemies money could buy. This is what we did during Vietnam, as we funded the Russians, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the South Vietnamese, who killed our boys. And that's really covered very well in the talk that was given by Professor Sutton. It was given to the Republican Platform Committee back in 1972. And, of course, when Professor Sutton got back to the Hoover Institute, where he was a salaried professor, researcher, fellow, why, of course, his name had been taken off his door. His telephone had been disconnected, and they gave him an office in the basement until his contract expired. And then he was blacklisted, so he could never get another job at any major university in the United States. And why? Why? Because the American people should never be allowed to know that Holder ended the war in Vietnam for the 10 bloody years we were there. We were funding, the people were funding the North Vietnamese who were killing our boys, which is why we never tried to win the war. It was a make-believe war, just exactly as the war that's going on over in Iraq and Afghanistan. All right, today, of course, an awful lot of American boys are being killed and an awful lot are being crippled, but we're not trying to win the wars there any more than we were allowed to try to win the war in Vietnam. Vietnam was a no-win war. Korea was a no-win war. The invasion of the Bay of Pigs was a no-win invasion. They, of course, promised that there'd be air cover. They were promised that there'd be supplies, but we sent them in there to die. How do I know that? Why, very simply, one time I ran into the fellow who was in charge of the war room at the Pentagon on the very day that the invasion took place. They'd been, of course, making plans ahead of time for it. It was being run out of the Pentagon, but at the last minute, they changed the location of the invasion. The one place you could land on Cuba where you'd be sure to lose was the Bay of Pigs, because it was certainly a beach surrounded by an impenetrable thicket, and there was only one road that you could get to the interior of the island, and that took you past a Cuban military base with 5,000 soldiers. Now, why would we then switch the landing to the Bay of Pigs at the last minute, when it was the one place you could not get off the beach? Why reset those boys in to die? When you understand that, things could make sense. And this military officer told me that he and everybody else who worked in the war room at the Pentagon went out and got drunk, on the night before the invasion, because they knew those men were being sent in to die, just as our boys are being sent into Afghanistan today to fight the Taliban, who are being funded by Pakistani intelligence, who are being funded by the Pakistani military, that's being funded by your tax money. We're giving, I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars to Pakistan every year, not to defeat the terrorists. You must understand, they need to have the chaos so they can justify our being there. If we were to win the war, we'd have to bring our troops home. And the same thing is going on in Iraq today. And, of course, things were not going too badly, apparently, after the surge. But the reason they weren't going back is al-Sadir. He's the he's the fellow with the black turban who heads the Mahdi army. And he had a six-month promise to, simply a ceasefire. And after when the 6 months was up, he renewed it. And so we broke our pledge. He wasn't fighting us, but we started going in and trying to arrest his people and kill his people. And so the ceasefire broke, and now, of course, there's increasing chaos in Basra and the southern part of Baghdad. And then, of course, the Sunnis, we were bribing them. We were giving them all jobs so that they would simply lay low and they'd just come to work for us, make money. A lot of these people were desperate for money, and they were getting paid by the terrorists to actually engaged in terrorist activities. And once they were getting money from us, they didn't have to do that to raise money to feed their children, to feed their wives. But now, of course, we've withdrawn that money, and, of course, the whole of Iraq is beginning to pick up again. You have to understand, we precipitated the whole thing. Right, there was an article I was just reading from the New York Times pointing out that nobody could understand why Paul Bremer, when he went over there in the 2003, just a few weeks after the United States had actually taken control of Iraq, and everything was calm and placid, and the Iraqi army was still intact and was going to be used to put down any insurrections, and Paul Bremer dissolved and disbanded the Iraqi army. Why did he do that? To create chaos, of course. If he didn't have chaos and violence, how could we justify staying? Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and get your views. Maybe you disagree. That's what talk radio is all about, right here at Genesis.
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, Rocket trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Here's the Genesis Communication. Our telephone number 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But before we went to the break, I was talking about Paul Bremer. Now, who is Paul Bremer? He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's part of this elite. He works very closely with Kissinger and has in the past. And the one thing that they had to have was chaos in Iraq. So Paul Bremer goes over. He's sent over there as a presidential envoy. Over the objection of the military officers there who wanted to use, of course, the Iraqi military, which was not a bad military, especially the Republican Guard. They were loyal, they were well-trained, and of course we'd promised the military leaders over there that, you know, if they would simply not resist us, that we would give them pensions, we would maintain the army, we would certainly, we wanted stability over there. And so the members of the general staff of Saddam's army hated Saddam Hussein. In fact, during the 1990s, at least according to a book written by Robert Baer, which we carry entitled See No Evil, Robert Baer points out that there were at least two attempts during the 1990s to overthrow Saddam Hussein. Then we wouldn't even have to have gone in there. There wouldn't have been any Saddam Hussein to oppose. Well, that is, unless, of course, we wanted an excuse to go to war, because according to Robert Baer, in both occasions, why the United States State Department betrayed the military officers who wanted to overthrow Saddam Hussein. Of course, they were captured, probably tortured to death, and along with their families, as Saddam was so prone to do. But remember, this is the man that we put in power back in 1979 and financed all of the 1980s. And if he was so corrupt, don't you think that the people who actually supported Saddam Hussein and arranged for him to get billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars of American money during the 1990s, shouldn't they be held responsible for some of his activities? But they weren't. Well, anyway, here we are. It's the year 2003. There's stability in Iraq. There's stability, in Baghdad. And in comes Paul Bremer, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, part of this wicked and evil ruling elite. And remember, the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society that was formed by Cecil Rhodes back in 1891. You want to check that out. The book is Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor. And you'll find the reference there on pages 950 and 951. And if you don't have a copy of this long-suppressed book, why, give us a call, because we have the original manuscripts, and you'll find that this is exactly what Quigley wrote. I know, because I spent a lot of time on several occasions back at Georgetown University going through Professor Quigley's papers there before somebody got a chance to go in there and launder them and throw out anything that was important. And, of course, one of the things I got was an interview with Professor Quigley. I think it's probably with somebody from the Washington Post, but I purchased from Mrs. Quigley, Professor Quigley's widow, permission to reproduce that a tape, and there you'll hear Professor Quigley talking about how they actively suppressed his book for many years. Well, we have the book. They just don't want you to understand what's really going on. Or there is a secret society that really runs America, and of course it runs it through the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for that secret society. Well, under any circumstances, in comes Paul Bremer. He, of course, outranks even the 3- or 4-star general who's in charge, and he disbands the Iraqi army in violation of what we'd promised the Iraqi military. And, of course, then he disbands the police force and he disbands the civil service, so now there's no electricity or water or sanitation. And then he closes down a lot of the hospitals. Why? Because somebody there might have been a supporter of Saddam Hussein. And then he closes down the schools. But the thing that was really most efficient in creating chaos is he closed all the factories, most of them government-run, because this was an authoritarian society we'd imposed with strong socialist tendencies. So he closes all the factories, and he puts at least 100,000 Sunnis, 100,000 Iraqis out of work. They've got no income. They've got no way to feed their families. And the only source of money there is the Al-Qaeda terrorists are getting their money, I suspect in large part, from Pakistan. This is being funded from the United States and Saudi Arabia, which is on such good terms with the Bush family. And so suddenly the Al-Qaeda has the money to pay the Sunnis to join them in their terrorist activities. And now we've got chaos over there. And, of course, the Sunnis, of course, are killing the Shias, and the Shias are killing the Sunnis, and if it isn't working that way, why, I'm sure we have our mercenaries over there who can stir this whole thing up and create incidents so we can justify creating increased hatred. And certainly the taking down of the Shia mosque there, and I believe it was in Baghdad, had to be an inside job. All of the guards of the mosque were told just to stand down, and people came in and drilled holes and filled them up full of dynamite and explosives or whatever they used, and they took down the mosque. But it couldn't have been done without complicity of the American forces who were in charge at that time. So understand, they wanted chaos, they got chaos. But if you don't have chaos, how are you going to justify America staying in the Middle East indefinitely? That's what it's all about. If you read the report put out by the Project for the New American Century, the neocons who really planned the war, you'll find it up on their website at newamericancentury.org. That's newamericancentury.org. And it is the section called Rebuilding America's Defenses. And there, And I can't remember exactly which page it is. It may be on page 14, but I could be mistaken. But you can pull it down off the Internet. Rebuilding America's Defenses. It talks about the fact that we're going to have to keep our troops permanently stationed in the Middle East, whether Saddam Hussein is in power or not. Permanently stationed in the Middle East, because that's the plan. That's the plan of the people who control what's going on today. We call them neocons, but they're simply a branch of the Council on Foreign Relations. Most of the people in the neocon movement come from the Council on Foreign Relations, and they've done a great job in Sydney creating a chaotic situation over there so that we can justify keeping our troops indefinitely just exactly as they said. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. But the thing that really bothers me more than anything is the very real possibility that the Bush administration and the people who control him are intent upon attacking Iran. And if they do that, they're going to flare up the whole of the Muslim world against this, and could very well justify intervention by Russia, who we have built up to become the finest enemy money could buy. You see, Russia was really financially on the ropes back in 1989. That is why we helped them frame this whole idea that either communism was fallen and the Berlin Wall came down. But this was all to justify massive extension of aid from the United States, and that's exactly what we did. Through the Export-Import Bank and the Asian Development Bank and all sorts of U.S. agencies, we gave them billions of dollars. Billions of dollars so that Russia could drill their oil wells down to where the oil was. They're much deeper than the wells we drill here. And drill their gas wells. And we made Russia the largest exporter of oil in the world. They export more oil than Saudi Arabia does. We made them the largest explorer of natural gas in the world. We built the pipelines for them so that they could make Europe dependent upon them. Why would you do something like that? We're creating the best enemies money can buy. Now, if you want to verify what I'm saying, we put together a little pamphlet. It's called the Communist Capitalist Alliance. I mean, it's only $3.95 plus shipping. You can get all the information off our website. If you don't have $3.95, just go to radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then pull down the series of articles. I think they're probably August through November of last year, as I remember. But they were put into a pamphlet, the Communist Capitalist Alliance. And, of course, the phrase came from Solzhenitsyn, from the speech he gave back in 1975 to the AFL-CIO about how the people in the West had been financing communism and financing the brutal tyranny and murder and destruction and horror that is Russia, all funded by the United States and American corporations, the Communist Capitalist Alliance. What's so interesting about the speech is that it was reprinted. First of all, it was totally ignored by the controlled American media. They couldn't let the American people know what I'm telling you today, and that is that communism, since its inception, has been funded by the West. And Solzhenitsyn was bringing that out in 1975. And so the media totally ignored his speech. But then it was put in the Congressional Record. And if you see the references to that in some of the other publications I have, they gave the wrong page numbers. And I'll tell you, it was tough, but we eventually were able to track down the speech. If it's in the Congressional Record, it's hard to find unless you have the page. But we eventually were able to track down the page, and we have, of course, the entire speech, or you can simply get the part that is in my pamphlet, the Communist Capitalist Alliance. And you need to understand what Solzhenitsyn was trying to get to the American people, but since we have freedom of the press here in the United States, that means the people who own the press have the freedom to suppress anything they want to. Why the American people have never heard this whole idea that Russia, China, communist Russia, communist China, the finest enemies that American money and American taxpayer dollars could actually fund. And so, and the same thing is true with Fidel Castro. If you haven't seen my talk on the World Revolution, which contains my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, who was the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the takeover. And it's very obvious. The United States State Department and the CIA brought Fidel Castro to power knowing full well that he was a communist. And that's exactly what Ambassador Smith says. And of course, he had written a book, The Fourth Floor, never got much play, but we got an interview with him before he died, and it's really classic. It's so important that people understand that the United States State Department and the CIA brought Fidel Castro to power, not mistaken, not confused. No, they knew he was a communist. And then after that, of course, we've continued to finance him, but we can't do that directly, so we'll give money to Argentina, and then they'll give money to Fidel Castro. We'll give money to other countries in South America, and then they'll give the money to Fidel Castro. We'll lend money to Great Britain, and they'll lend the money to Fidel Castro. We've always got to do this indirectly, because we can't let the American people know the truth. You can't let the American people know that David Rockefeller's daughter, but in fact, both of his daughters, but one of them specifically is a very good friend of Fidel Castro, and she's taken repeated trips down to visit Castro in violation of the laws of the United States. But nobody's suggesting we arrest David Rockefeller's daughter just for violating our laws. And then, of course, when Fidel Castro came up to the United States, who did he go to visit? Nobody but the boss. The boss. He went to see the boss, David Rockefeller. And you can read David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carried it. You better get it quick, because I don't know how long it'll be in print, but it's a very, very revealing book. And if you understand that certainly David Rockefeller leads the invisible government, he was certainly the vice chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations for 15 years, before he became the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations from 1965 to 1980, and then now he's the honorary chairman. He's not actively a chairman, but he's the honorary chairman. I think the chairman is Richard Haass, who is incidentally was the advisor to Mike Huckabee during the recent elections. But don't feel bad. Of course, Zbigniew Brzezinski is advising Obama, and I suspect that you'll find that Henry Kissinger will be advising McCain if McCain gets the nomination. Understand that all of the candidates, both Democrat candidate and the one Republican candidate, come from the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, McCain comes from membership roles. The people who surround Obama come from the membership roles, including his chief foreign policy advisor, Brzezinski, and Hillary Clinton's husband is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and was a member of the Bilderbergers. But Hillary is surrounded by members of the Council on Foreign Relations. They control all of the political candidates. But that's the way the game is played. You never give the suckers an even chance. You always win because you herald all the marked cards, and that's what the Council on Foreign Relations does. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Why, we don't have any prepared script, so if you'd like to call us, the number again, 1-800-259-5791. And then, of course, and now we're seeing how this whole thing is playing out in the Middle East, and my fear is that they plan to go to war with Iran. When are they going to war with Iran? I don't know. I do know, of course, that the Hezbollah was actually a byproduct of the Revolutionary Guard, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Where did the Iranian Revolutionary Guard come from? Why, they were the old secret police of the Shah. The Shah's secret police were picked up by the Ayatollahs after they seized power, and then they became the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that created the Hezbollah. And Hezbollah were the ones behind the bombing of the American embassy in Beirut in 1983, and the American barracks in Beirut in 1983, where 241 Marines were killed. And at least according to the book See No Evil by Robert Baer, which we do carry, and Baer was a CIA agent operating in Iraq, in Kurdistan, all during the 1990s, why the government, our government, knew the attack was coming on the Marine barracks and on the embassy and did nothing to stop it. They left those boys there to die and said, leave the Marines to die, 241 of them, back in 1983. Do you think they'd be concerned about the people who'd be dying in the in the Oklahoma City bombing, 169, and the almost 3,000 Americans who died on September 11th? What you're dealing with people who have no moral conscience, because, of course, they worship a different God, because behind the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and the Club of Rome are powerful spiritual forces. This is what energized Cecil Rhodes and his secret society back in 1891. And at least one of them was a theosophist. That was William Stead. And the others were Masons or tied into one another branch of the occult movement. When you understand that, everything begins to make sense. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Genesis.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I need to remind you that if you're listening on shortwave, why our shortwave frequencies change as of Monday. This program will be on 5.070. That's 5.070. The next hour will be on 7.465. That's 7.465 megahertz. And our evening program, which is 8 o'clock Pacific time and 11 o'clock Eastern time, will be at 5.875 and 6.110. That's 5.875 and 6.110. Once again, let me repeat that. This hour, starting on Monday, will be at 5.070, 5.070, and the next hour, 7.465. 7.465. The evening programs starting at 8 o'clock Pacific time and 11 o'clock Eastern time for 1 hour. 5.875. 5.875 and 6.110. And then, of course, you know, we will be talking this weekend up in Santa Rosa. That's tomorrow if you're interested. You could still probably call and get a reservation. The telephone number is 707-539-8393. That's 707-539-8393. Being put on by the Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly will be there, Jerome Corsi, Duncan Hutter. Great list of speakers. Michael Shaw will be there. And I'll be giving a couple of talks, too. So give us a you're welcome to come, but you're going to have a reservation, so call 707-539-8393. Well, if you think about the horror and chaos they've created in Iraq, and it's all really true, everything I've told you, if you haven't read my pamphlets on the Foreknowledge 911 or the truth story of 911, we have those available. They're little pamphlets, inexpensive, but they'll give you a tremendous amount of information. If you'd like to get the pamphlet on the Communist Capitalist Alliance, it's available to Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. As far as funding communism, I would suggest the book Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution and the DVD, my interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. And then, of course, for the funding of Adolf Hitler, the Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. That's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And those books, too, are available from Radio Liberty. Certainly, if you would like documentation, we've given a talk called Iraq, the Untold Story, or War, the Untold Story. That is basically the same talk. But there's a syllabus that goes with that that has a lot of documents, original documents you won't get elsewhere. That's Iraq, the Untold Story, the DVD, or the video, and you get the syllabus with it at a discounted rate. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. If you have not yet laid in your emergency food supplies, got yourself a water filter, got yourself the barrels, put the water in, and the pumps to get the water out with, and why, of course, give serious consideration to it. Price of food is skyrocketing. The price of oil is skyrocketing. The value of the dollar is decreasing. The price of food is going up. Get your material now. Don't put it off, because before long it may be so expensive you can't afford it. So again, if you'd like an emergency food catalog, we'll be glad to send it to you. If you'd like a health catalog, we'll be glad to get you one. Or if you'd like just a regular catalog, we'll be glad to send it to you. We actually have it on CD as well, that you can actually play on your computer. And certainly Steve would put that together, did a nice job. So we'd be glad to send you any of the catalogs, like a free newsletter, fine. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Listen to our programs live, archived, MP3, or the satellite feed. Certainly watch our DVDs. And then, of course, we hope that you'll read our newsletters. Tell others about our programs.